matchup with the Blissfield squad. Blissfield is, Jason, what's that mascot?
The Royals.
I knew you'd have it. Jason Smith, my co-host here today, ready for with the pregame preparation, and we're here. With the time on the clock as both squads out on the floor warming up now. First game of 2017, Columbia Central and Blissfield. The Eagles starting off struggling a little bit in the early going. They have a lone win against East Jackson, 1-3 on the year. What do the numbers look like for Columbia Central, though, Jason?
Oh, for Columbia Central, they're 1-3 on the year, 0-1 in the Lenawee County Athletic Association. They did have two games postponed due to weather, a home and home with Clinton. Both of those games got shut down due to weather. Averaging 50.25 points a game, roughly, so not a bad number there. But they are giving up 58 a game, so that's something they need to work on. Point differential, 32 points total, so in four games they've only lost by a total of 32 points. So they're hanging in close games, about 8 points per game that they're losing by. And this is their first home game for the Columbia Central Eagles, so looking forward to getting some home cooking for once here and see if they can pull out a win, one that's much needed in the conference.
Yeah, real simple analysis of Columbia Central is they're outsized a lot of times and they struggle to rebound and they haven't been able to make open shots. And that's, you know, shot making, it sounds so simple. Of course, you have to make shots to score points. But there is that fine line between having an off night and just, you know, not making shots as a team. And that's where they've struggled. We did get to see them earlier in the year against Vandercook Lake, a game they lost by about 13. And some standouts in that, I think we really like to think Garrick Elliott did. And Noah Osborne surprised us with playing the paint.
Yeah, he played a fantastic game down low. Michael Raby is somebody we're excited to take a look at. We saw him last year in districts. He put on a decent show and a loss to Onsted. So this is a team that's got a few names behind it, and hopefully those guys can be leaders on the floor to get them their first conference win this year.
Yeah, they got some athletic kids for sure. Dalton Fish, another guy who will see play a lot of minutes. And something you notice right away looking at the Columbia Central roster is junior, senior, sophomore, junior, senior, junior, junior, sophomore, senior, you know, so it's a youth movement here at Columbia Central this year. So you can see that in the struggles that the JV's having right now, and this varsity team's still kind of coming into their own, and certainly I think you'll see them round into form late in the year as these guys get some experience under their belts, and then in the next couple of years you're going to see them improve, certainly.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll see them, like last year, probably end up around 500, maybe a little bit of a late run. Last year, I believe they were 8-8, I believe, going into the districts. So, you know, that late run kind of will help them as the youth movement continues here. You'll see them, like you mentioned, get hot late into the season. Doubt they'll be able to make any noise in the tournament, just like last year when they went up against a very tough Onsted team. And we'll see how things go for them from there.
Blissfield, meanwhile, looks like might be a good matchup for Columbia. This will give you a chance to get that win number two.
Yeah, Blissfield, they're struggling as well. They are 1-2, also 0-1 in the LCAA. They did have a game canceled against Britton Deerfield, so not a whole lot to go on with Blissfield this season early on. They've only scored about 38 points a game, so not a very high potent offense from Blissfield. They're only allowing 48 points a game, so they play what could be assumed to be solid defense there. But the point differential, they have lost by 30 points total in those three games, so about 10 points per game. And tonight is their first road test. They beat Clinton 48-21. Again, the defense showed up there. But then they went up against a very, very tough Hillsdale team on December the 15th and lost 68-27. So kind of an up-and-down team in terms of their scoring. So we'll see which team shows up to play on the road tonight.
Yeah, and just quick eye test with Blissfield. You see they got a couple kids, 6'4 senior and 6'2 junior. So a little bit of height. And we'll see if that's a matchup issue for Columbia Central. But we'll get ready for game time here. 4-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at these starting lineups and set things up for the tip on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Online around the world at WKHM.com.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For 4 generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
The Big Three Sale, December 26th through 31st. One of Michigan's largest car events is going on now. 3 Jackson dealerships come together for 1 year-end clearance sale. Seymour Ford Lincoln, Extreme Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Art Main Chevrolet Honda. Partner with a financial institution offering exclusive rates as low as 1.99% for 72 months. And every vehicle is marked down. Around 1,500 to choose from. Don't miss Jackson's Big Three year-end clearance. December 26th through 31st. I-94 to exit 141 in Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Columbia Central High School, LCCA action. Did I get the right initials there, Jason?
Yes, LCAA.
Yes, LCAA, oh, I doubled up on the
season. Hey, 1 out of 4.
I knew it.
3 out of 4 will get you a Hall of Fame career, son.
There you go. A few minutes before tip-off, let's take a look at the starting lineups for both of these squads.
Alrighty, well, let's start with the visiting Blissfield schools under head coach Steve Babbitt. He's going to roll out the senior guard, Jacob Fitzpatrick, 5'10 junior Andrew Brown, Josh Einzenman, 6'1 junior, checks in at forward. They go with a 3-guard lineup, the 6-foot Jack Wilson, he's a junior, and 6'2 junior center Dylan Weasel.
And, just quick correction. It looks like Gary Sullivan on the head coach.
You are correct. I am sorry. That's their AD.
Yep. And for the home court, Golden Eagles of Columbia Central.
Kicking off the starting five here at Jack Wilson Court for Columbia Central under head coach Jason Reichner. Mike Araby, the senior. Noah Osborne, junior. Junior Dalton Fish, along with a pair of sophomores, Carson Daniels and Garrick Elliott.
All right. So, again, we're just a few minutes from tip. I want to say thanks to a couple of our sponsors. All of them, really, but Jackson YMCA. If you're looking to get fit in the 2017 year, Jackson YMCA can do a lot to help you out. Matter of fact, they got the Commit to Get Fit Challenge, or what are they calling it now? K105.3. You can really get some weight off to start off the year. Maybe win a big prize if you're one of the top losers. That's one of the cases when it's good to be a loser.
Absolutely, yeah.
You could win by being a big loser.
Good turnout last year. A lot of people got healthy. Even if you don't win, I mean, it's still a pretty good prize.
Right.
If it a couple pounds.
Yeah, if it motivates you to get in better shape, then it's worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Jackson Area Subway is with our player of the game, and that's a good way to get fit, getting some of those healthy sandwiches they've got in store for you there. Seymour
teriyaki.
Ford Lincoln. Chicken teriyaki, huh?
Way to go, man.
Seymour Ford Lincoln. And they've got that big three sale going on. A lot of great prices over there off Seymour Road. And Protection Center, America Title Company, Collector Zone, folks who've been with us for a long, long time here on High School Sports, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, OmniSource, White's Restaurant Catering. And what's their claim to fame?
Best cod in the business. Actually had it last week.
Had some cod. Best cod in the biz. Supporting the sponsors. We love it. Here at WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. So, yeah, thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to hear any of our game broadcasts, you can find the high school audio clip at WKHM.com. And of course, you can listen to our broadcast live around the world at the website. We are streaming worldwide.
That's right.
I couldn't tell you, honestly, the furthest away that we know someone's listening to the broadcast. I think we had some Nebraska listeners, and we've had Florida listeners before. But no word yet as to our Sri Lankan audience or anything like that.
Ah, yes, we're huge in Tibet.
I know China loves basketball.
Yeah.
So
Stephon Marbury is he's got a statue over there.
Yeah, he's practically he's a legend over there.
Absolutely.
I don't know when you reach the next what's the next highest Super Saiyan or
I think over there, yeah, it goes right to 9,000.
All right, we'll take another 3-minute break here on the pregame, and we'll come back with a tip off on WKHM.com. Columbia Central and Blissfield, next here on the radio.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for locations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street in the old Jacobson store for the home. The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Thank you. White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Arrow Steel and the Glick family want to thank the Jackson community for their support over the past 100 years in business. From 1916 to 2016, Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis' children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Arrow Steel. Arrow Steel thanks the Jackson community for 100 years in business. Metals and plastic, cut to size, delivered next day. Place your order today at arrow.com.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, coming to you live, Columbia Central High School. The starters getting announced on the floor. We're just moments away from tip-off. On WKHM 970 AM, 101.5 on the FM, and we are at WKHM.com online if you want to get the word out.
Awesome
website. Anybody out of town maybe wants to tune us in, be able to catch up on the game. Man, who was that national anthem they played? Lee Greenwood?
That was good. That was very, very good. I didn't know they had the pull to get him here last minute like this.
I started the percussion opening seemed to be taking too long. I started to get concerned that they had the wrong audio with us. We got the national anthem in. We're just about ready to go. Team's getting their last instruction in the huddle. Officials taking the floor. As we're ready for our first high school basketball broadcast of 2017. And
very excited to get tipped off. Kind of a small crowd here tonight, but it's quite a trek for Blissfield to get up this way. So.
Well, and additionally, it's school's still not in session. For at Columbia. I guess the Lenawee County schools are back in session now this week, but Columbia's still getting back at it on the ninth.
Looks like Josh Eintenman and Mike Araby will do the tip.
Yeah, Mike Araby's not the tallest kid on the floor for Columbia, but he leaps the highest, and he'll win the tip. An ugly start, and Gary Elliott will bring it up. Gets it to Fish in the right corner. Dribbles around, now back to the top. Swing it to Elliott into the corner. Araby. Flood it back out to Elliott. Now back at the top is Carson Daniels. Back to Elliott. Now Daniels left wing into the corner. Mike Araby working on the left side. Takes the dribble. Picks it up. Now he's lost his dribble. Elliott at the top. Drives into the lane. Floater's good. Able to cut right into that paint area. Easy bucket to start things off for Columbia. 2-0.
He made quick work of their size down low. Looks like Columbia will set up with a man-to-man.
Fitzpatrick brings it up for Blissfield. Into the right corner. Josh Eisenman. I don't think his name wrong. He's looking to feed that on the low block. And doesn't do anything. 5 second call. The defensive pressure there from the Golden Eagles. And a turnover for Blissfield in the early going. 2-0 lead for the Eagles.
Good pressure there by Mike Araby to force that 5 second call. You saw Eisenman on the other end of the floor there try to do the same thing.
Elliott to bring it up. Right corner, Fish looking to drive baseline. Now he'll kick it across. Daniels takes a look at an open three. Now he'll dribble in. Beating across the lane, and it's stolen by Blissfield. And they'll take it back the other way. Dribbling up is Fitzpatrick.
Dylan Weasel on that steal. Man.
Down low to Andrew Brown. Now he'll dribble back out to the wing. And on the feet of the paint, stolen. And Osborne will dribble up the left sideline. Steal attempt by Andrew Brown will draw the whistle. And that'll be the first foul. Still 2-0 Columbia Central in front.
First foul on Brown. First on the team.
Now Osborne will inbound. Garrick Elliott dribbles up. Working near the midcourt area to the left wing. Deep for Fish. He'll dribble across to the top. Now feeds the high post. Araby turns around. Nothing there. Kick it back out to Fish, who looked to drive. Now catches a cutting Elliott. Loses the dribble. Back out to Fish at the top. Now left wing Elliott.
He had a clean look there at the bucket if he hadn't bobbled that ball.
Fish at the top now into the post, and Elliott gets a good look for three. Rattles in and out. Osborne looking to get the offensive rebound. Reaches over the back. Dylan Weasel had rebounding position for Blissfield, and it'll be the Royals' ball.
And that foul goes on Noah Osborne, his first, team first for Columbia.
Elliott picks up Fitzpatrick just over the midline, now to the wing, to the baseline, back to the top, Eisenman. Now opposite wing and a drive baseline. Jack Wilson for the Royals gets down low. He brought the ball real low and was easy to stop, but a little grab on the arm, and that's going to be a foul against Osborne. That's his second. Quick foul trouble for Osborne, and he'll likely have to go to the bench.
Yeah, 2 minutes into the game, and you've got a pair of fouls. Definitely not a good start.
First free throw is good. Jack Wilson, and off the bench, Cole Partridge, the sixth man here for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Quarterback of the football team, and now he's playing down low for the hoop squad. Wilson hits a pair, and we're tied at 2:06 to go first quarter. Elliott brings up quickly for the Eagles.
Looking to run out here early.
Zone defense by the Royals. Nerd sitting way back, and that speaks to the shot making we mentioned early in the pregame. Columbia Central is not necessarily a hot shooting squad from the floor, so you give them a little space and let them shoot. Fish, you can't let him drive all the way to the rim, but Dalton Fish gets all the way there, scores at 4-2 lead for the Eagles.
Yeah, definitely two different setups here. It looks like Blissfield likes to take their time, set up an offense, get things going. Columbia a little bit more high, faster paced.
They're looking to drive, too, from that wing. And usually with the zone sitting back in the lane like Blissfield is, you look to stop that drive, but that was pretty smooth, pretty simple for Fish to get all the way to the rim on that one.
Garrick Elliott earlier in the game as well.
Knocked out of bounds for Blissfield, and now they get it in on the inbound down low to Weasel. And he goes up, blocked, but he'll draw a foul.
And that's going to be the first foul on Dalton Fish, team's third.
No early foul trouble here for the Golden Eagles. 5:19 to go first quarter, 4-2. Blissfield stays perfect from the line. All of their points coming at the charity stripe in the early going here.
And we thought maybe early on that Blissfield might have a little bit of a size advantage, but you look at these guys on the floor, and they're pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, the big kid, 6'4 senior, Braden Zakowski, I'm going to say it wrong all night, probably. He's coming off the bench at some point, we'd expect. On the offense there for Columbia, and Garrick Elliott drives all the way to the rack. Can't score it, but he does draw a foul.
And that's going on Josh Einzenman, his first, team's second. Garrick Elliott hits the first of two.
Yeah, Elliott and Carson Daniels, a couple sophomores in the starting lineup for Columbia Central.
Future looks pretty bright for them.
Elliott hits the pair, 6-3. Columbia Central in front, and they set up a full-court pressure. Inbound to Eisenman, and he gets trapped, gets it out of there, and it looks like Blissfield will break the press. Up the floor, and on the break, knock away Daniels, but it goes out of bounds and State Royals ball.
Nearly had that that trap working well for Columbia.
Yeah, they were getting close to that 10-second call.
Yeah, good job by Einzenman to get the ball out of there.
Inbound Blissfield from the corner. Pressure for Columbia Central, and Fish will knock it out of bounds in the inbound. State Blissfield ball. Inbound comes to Fitzpatrick, working against Elliott deep on the right wing. Now he looks to feed Weasel down to the low block. He's double teamed. Kick out to Eisenman. Now the top will get a pump fake and an extra step from Jack Wilson. Turnover Blissfield. I'd say that's probably the most common call we've seen all year, Jason. That pump fake jab step kind of move where you just move that extra step and they call you on the travel.
Yeah, they're keeping a close watch out for that.
Working into the paint, Cole Partridge, turnaround, floater, no good. Rebounded Micah Raby on the putback. That's missed also. Elliott steps in for the offensive board, takes a step, puts it off the glass, missed it. And a battle for the rebound ensues, and it looks like we'll get a whistle against Raby.
Blissfield.
Several.
Yeah.
Very close opportunities for Columbia. Can't get one to fall.
And Blissfield absolutely has to take advantage. If they've got a little bit of a size advantage, they've got to use it. They can't allow second and third chance points if they want to stay in this game.
Fitzpatrick brings it up to Blissfield, trailing 6-3 with 4.5 to go first quarter. Crossover, Fitzpatrick gets to Wilson in the right wing. Now Eisenman closer to the top of the key, looking to feed Wilson on a cut, knocked away by Fish. Partridge gets the rebound, start to break up the left side. Daniels up and under, missed it, rebounded. Elliott, and the putback is good. Looks like that one might bounce out for a moment, but Gary Elliott puts it through, and it's an 8-3 advantage for Columbia Central now.
Second chance points.
Got to keep them off the glass if you're Blissfield. It's something obvious here in the early going.
Especially when it's Gehrig Elliott, who is maybe the smallest guy on the floor right now. Maybe slightly shorter than the smallest guy on Blissfield's team, but definitely the shortest guy on the team for Columbia on the floor right at the moment. And Daniels, he's getting all the second chance points for him.
Sure. Daniels goes to the bench. Sonnenberg onto the floor for Columbia Central, and we'll get the 6'4 kid into the game for Blissfield. Braden Zuchowski.
Zuchowski.
Zuchowski?
Let's go with that.
Elliott at the top, now to the left wing for Fish. Fish takes a pump step, and now he'll go back to Elliott at the top near the circle. Right wing Sonnenberg. Now he'll skip past the Fish, back to the top Elliott. Elliott seems to be the only one looking for his own shot. Raven down in the right corner. Sonnenberg now to the top. Elliott, he'll look to drive. Gets into the lane. Floater's blocked by Zuchowski. He'll key the break to Eisenman. Behind the back dribble. Now to the right wing. Columbia gets back, and Blissfield will set up in the offense. Wilson at the top of the key takes a few dribbles. Looking down to the low block. Nothing there. Now he picks it up. Finds Eisenman on the cut. Right corner drives baseline. Now pull up. Step back pull up jumper for Eisenman. It's nothing but string. 8-7 now the score with under 3 to go first quarter. Elliott up slowly for Columbia. Sonnenberg right left wing. Now to Elliott back to Sonnenberg into the corner. Partridge now to the high post. Mike Arabia find Dalton Fish open on the right wing. Three-pointers no good. Rebounded by Zuchowski. And Blissfield's got a chance to take their first lead of the game. Fitzpatrick dribbling right wing. Now looking down to the low block. Zuchowski's there. Can't quite get it down. Now an open look for three in the corner, and he hits. Triple. Andrew Brown and Blissfield takes a 10-8 advantage with 2:20 to go first quarter.
Starting to hit those shots now, and they needed to. And what you see is when they're set up in that offense, you're starting to see them start to create their own shots. Lots of ball movement, plenty of pick and rolls, things like that, to get guys open. Columbia, not so much. Just trying to break apart that zone. Everybody standing on the wing. Not too many picks, no screens.
I've seen a lot of patience out of Columbia Central, but I think they need to be aggressive against this light zone. Sonnenberg pulls up a triple and hits a big one for Columbia. 11-10, the Golden Eagles back in front with a minute 50 to go first quarter. Blissfield coming back with Fitzpatrick. 5'11 senior guard. Setting up the offense against the man-to-man defense from Columbia Central. Eisenman looking to feed the low block. Instead, he'll get an open look for Andrew Brown, and he hits another triple, getting a hot hand for Blissfield. Andrew Brown, 5'10", junior guard. Now with a minute and a half to go, Columbia Central trails by 2:13-11. Gehrig Elliott brings it up. Now to Sonnenberg, back to Elliott. Fish on the left wing. He'll look to drive to the paint. Double clutch off the glass. Pretty drive for Fish.
Great move there by Dalton Fish.
Going against the 6'4 big man, and he finishes strong. 13-all. With a minute 9 to go in the first. Fitzpatrick coming down to Eisenman on the left wing. Right wing, looking to feed it down to Zuchowski. And he looks to make a move. Knocked away. Raby comes up with a loose ball. Sonnenberg keys the break. Fish ahead of everyone. All the way to the rim. And he'll score it off the backboard. Columbia Central back in front. Mile by 2. 15-13 under a minute to go in the first quarter.
6 points out of Dalton Fish.
Fish starting to get aggressive here in the late part of the first quarter. Fitzpatrick drives, tries to dish out. Raby almost comes away with a steal. Pressures the Blissfield player, and he goes into the backcourt, and we'll get a whistle. Backcourt violation. Official unhappy about it with a knockaway.
Looks like the head coach for the Royals here is disagreeing politely with our officials.
I'd say from our angle, I can't quite see the midcourt line clearly on that play, but it looked to me like the knockaway led it into the backcourt, so the backcourt violation. Tough to call there, but
yeah, I think that's the point that he was trying to make to the officials.
Yeah, they will not replay that, by the way.
No,
the call will stand. Columbia with 21 seconds to go here in the first. Couple substitutions, an open look for three for Sonnenberg. He hit one, he hits two. 18-13. Big shot. Sonnenberg coming off the Columbia bench.
6 points now for him. Kendall Duvall carries up the floor for Blissfield.
Waning seconds of the first quarter. Blissfield, Eisenman flings up a three, no good. And that's where we'll end the first quarter. 18-13, Columbia Central in front. 1 minute break on WKHM. We're right back.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes back on the clock. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Columbia Central High School. The Eagles with an 18-13 lead after one. We've now seen all four of their sophomores on the floor in the first quarter. And we're back out here with Sonnenberg, Sam Tumas,
Derek Way also on the floor, along with Cole Partridge and Dalton Fish.
And into Partridge in the paint. Feeds out to Sonnenberg. Now Tumas at the top. Gets to Fish left wing. Back to Tumas. Now a high post to Partridge. He'll kick out to Sonnenberg. Back to Tumas. Free throw line jumper. Long. Comes off the backboard. Rebounded by Blissfield. And the break is going Van, or excuse me, Eisenman. Now into the corner. Andrew Brown's hit a couple threes for the Blissfield Royals, and now he goes to the rim and scores it off the glass, draws a foul. A chance for a big three-point play for Blissfield.
Give us an opportunity to reset the floor along with Andrew Brown and Kendall Duvall. We've also got Josh Einzenman. We also have out on the floor Micah Daniel, the 5'11 senior forward, and the big man Braden Zeszewski.
Free throw is missed by Brown. Rebounded Partridge, and Columbia Central back on the attack. Tumas will slow it down at midcourt. Now to Fish, left wing deep. Back to Tumas right at the top of the key. Back to Fish. Thought about a three. Now he'll take a couple dribbles in. Dribbles back out to Tumas. Now across to Sonnenberg. Back to Tumas. Looking to the high post. Partridge into the corner. Way thinks about a shot. Now he'll get it back out. Tumas steps in. Sonnenberg, three, hits again. 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. Sonnenberg having a huge game for Columbia Central, 21-15.
He's got 9. Nice crossover by Kendall Duvall.
Got in the lane, a lot, missed the shot. Fish gets the break going for the Eagles to Sonnenberg. To the rim, up and under, missed the scoop. Rebounded, Cole Partridge, and Columbia retained possession.
Those good hands by the quarterback, Cole Partridge.
That's Tumas at the top. Now Sonnenberg back to Tumas. He'll reset things for Columbia Central, working against the Blissfield zone. Sonnenberg at the top. Now Tumas comes through at the right wing. Skip pass to Sonnenberg. Couldn't catch it in rhythm to get that hot three shot up.
Tumas got a little lazy early on in this series here. Nearly had the ball
casual
taken away.
Pass, yeah. Now Columbia does turn it over.
Micah Daniel with the steal.
In the corner, Brown feeding Zeszewski on the low block. Turnaround Jay off the kiss off the glass like Patrick Ewing. Scores at 21-17. The score now with 6 minutes to go in the first half.
Good post move.
Tumas comes up to Sonnenberg. Now back to Tumas. Over to Fish, left wing. Puts it on the floor. Now I'm going to back out to Tumas. Low block. Nice feed away on the low block. Skipped it through a couple defenders and nice, easy finish away. 23-17.
Looked like Blissfield had a tough time recovering after they tried to double up on Dalton Fish.
Eisenman, quick shot up for a long deuce, but Blissfield starting to hit some hot shots. 23-19, a back-and-forth game right now with 5:25 to go in the half.
Now 6 for Eisenman.
Tumas right at the top of the key. Fish setting up real deep on that left wing. I mean, if he took a step in, he could probably get himself an open look for 3 on the skip pass here. Thunderberger looks at him. Now Tumas at the top. They feed that high post to Cole Partridge. Now to the low block. He's going to back it in. Goes up for the shot. Missed it. Rimmed out. Zashevsky, the rebound, and Eisenman brings it up for Blissfield. The Royals set up into the corner. Now looking for Eisenman on the cut. Knocked away Fish, and that'll be Blissfield ball.
Some substitutions here. Jack Wilson will check back in, replacing Andrew Brown on the floor. Looks like Micah Raby is also back in, along with Carson Daniels for Columbia Central.
Eric Elliott back on the floor, too, and he keyed a lot of what Columbia Central did in the first quarter back on the floor, and now he's playing some strong defense. And on the dribble drive, Micah Daniel will lose it out of bounds, and Columbia Central picks the ball. Sonnenberg goes to the bench. Hot shooting there. He hit three threes, all from about the same exact spot. I would get him out there and just have him stand right there, see if we couldn't get him open again.
Kendall Duval also checking out for Blissfield.
Loomis at the top for Columbia. Gets it to Raby. Smooth move down at the low block. Kind of that Euro step, slide step across, and gets himself a good look on the low block. Columbia leads 25-19. Fitzpatrick dribbles down to the baseline. Now he'll skip it out. And a good open look for a long deuce. And he gets it wedged in between the rim and the backboard. Gary Elliott leaps up and knocks it out. Showing some leaping ability. What's he? We don't have a height listing on here, but I got to say he's probably going about 5'8".
I was going to say 5'8", maybe. That might be being generous. He's a program 5'8", 5'9". Sometimes some schools will do that. You know, the kid checks in at 5'6". Oh, he's 5'8".
Right. He's 5'8". So that they prep for a 5'8 guy.
Yep. I mean, according to the program, when I was a wrestler back in the day, I was 5'1", 118. Yeah. Nah.
Possession arrow keeps it down here on the Blissfield end, down to the low block. And a nice turnaround jumper move in the paint there for Jack Wilson. Missed. Rebounded, though, and kept Blissfield, but still loose on the floor. Raby eventually comes up with a loose ball. Imagine that happens to him a lot. He's kind of an effort guy and certainly has the athletic gifts to make those loose balls happen. So
absolutely.
They'll call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 25-19, Columbia in the lead with the ball.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back in action on a back cut. Chase Daniels has a double clutch. Nice defense by Blissfield on the recovery. They're back up the right sideline. Micah Daniel on a spin move. And listen for a big offensive foul there. Yep. Charging. I don't know. I thought he spun pretty well. I didn't see enough contact. But I guess good acting job by the Columbia Central defender.
That's going to go against Michael Daniel, his first, team's third.
3:48 to go first half, 25-19. Columbia Central with the six-point lead and the ball. Garrick Elliott will dribble it up for the Golden Eagles.
During the break, Alex Siomski checked in for Blissfield.
Columbia Central working against the Blissfield zone. Cole Partridge, top of the key, looking down to the corner. Gary Elliott looks to go baseline. Wilson came out and stepped up on the defense, but moving just enough to draw a blocking foul. Good job to come over there and get his feet moved over so he could block that baseline.
Yeah, good. The only thing that Raby...
Step late.
Excuse me. The only thing that Gary Elliott could do was go to the baseline, and he kind of threw it off the shin.
Inbound to Elliott, and he shoots a three and hits. Columbia Central, after we talked about them not making shots, has come out here and lit it up from beyond the arc. 28-19, they're in front by nine. Down to the low block, and Cole Partridge blocks the shot. That was Alex Slomsky. Down to the low block for Columbia, 6'1 senior. He took it up and was rejected, Cole Partridge. Elliott brings it up now for the Golden Eagles. Working from near midcourt. Dribbles over to the left wing deep. And now he'll get a screen from Micah Raby to the top of the key. Seizes the ball, recovers it back near midcourt. Now has to get some pressure, dribbles around it into the paint, has it knocked away, but it goes right into Chase Daniels' hands. Feed it back out to Sonnenberg, back into the game. Now Elliott down to the low block. Michael Raby all by himself. Great feed. Poor vision by Elliott. Gets it down for an easy bunny for Michael Raby.
He had time to watch SportsCenter. He was down low all by himself.
How do you end up by yourself down a low block like that? Blissfield will take a timeout now, trailing by 11. 2:38 to go. We'll take a 30-second break on WKHM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:38 to go in this tilt, this half of this tilt. 30-19, Columbia Central having a hot shooting night, and it has led to a good solid lead. Blissfield out of the timeout, feeding an open look in the corner, got the shot they wanted, missed it. Andrew Brown rebounded Sonnenberg, and he'll trigger the break up the left side into the paint. And he'll float it and score it. Big start to the night for Micah Sonnenberg. By my count, that's 8. That's
11.
11, yeah. Blissfield coming back, trailing by 13.
Sonnenberg with 11 and Garrick Elliott with 9. And a big block by Cole Partridge.
Jack Wilson with the drive. And Partridge now a second block in the second quarter. 32-19, Blissfield will inbound from the baseline. Eisenman from that left wing looking to feed the low block, and it's not going stolen. Raby's got it. Chase Daniels will start the break for Columbia. Missed Garrick Elliott streaking up the right side, had an easy bunny. Columbia will reset the offense now. Sonnenberg looking to feed Partridge on the right wing. He'll take a couple dribbles, now pass it back out to Elliott. Elliott jab steps, looking for a pick and roll with Partridge. Partridge will skip out to Elliott. Open look for three. Missed it. Rebound comes off. That'll be Blissfield.
Slomski.
Sends it up the floor. Drive a little too hot to handle. It was Andrew Brown on the turnover. Now I'm going to get last touch Columbia. Maybe knocked away.
Get a break in the action for Laces.
Minute and a half to go here in the first half. 32-19, Columbia Central lead. First high school basketball tilt of 2017 for us. We've got a lot more to come. Make sure you check out WKHM.com for our complete schedule. On the inbound, eyes and then double teamed on the low block. Michael Raby comes through with another steal, and that's going to be a break for him. On the run out, he goes up and draws a foul. Struggled a little bit getting the handle and allowed the defenders to catch up, but that didn't stop him. Matter of fact, probably helped him a little bit because now he's going to get a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Absolutely.
Raby's been all over the place on the defensive end, coming up with loose balls and getting steals and playing those passing lanes, and it's really helped Columbia Central get out to this 15-point advantage. They'll look to make it 16. And he hits from the free throw line. 35-19. All Columbia Central here in the second period.
And that foul on Kendall Duvall, his first, team's fifth. He'll check out of the game, and Spencer Kliperik will check in for Blissfield, the 5'9 junior.
Full court pressure now by the Golden Eagles. Throws it right up to midcourt to Slomski, and he'll look to drive it in. Mike Araby steals. 2-on-1 break. Pass to Cole Partridge. Can't finish his block, but he does draw some contact. Jack Wilson commits the foul. That'll send Cole Partridge to the stripe. And, you know, he came off the bench, and I don't think he's gone back to the bench. Cole Partridge doing a nice job in the paint on the defensive and offensive ends for the Golden Eagles. With a minute 12 to go in the half, 35-19 lead.
He and Micah Sonnenberg have really led the charge off the bench for Columbia.
And that's Partridge just hits from the stripe.
Partridge's first point, but he's done a lot on the defensive end. As Jack Wilson comes out of the game, Micah Daniel will check in for Blissfield.
36-19, Partridge looking to hit his second free throw attempt, and that's short. Rebounded Eisenman. He'll trigger the break here for Blissfield, looking up the left side. Double teamed, though, at the wing. Now they go baseline. gets all the way to the basket, drops it off, and Slavsky missed the shot. Rebounded. Chase Daniels. Seidenberg on the break for Columbia. Doesn't have the numbers. Keeps it out. Daniels now to Mike Arabi. Good shot from the elbow. That goes off back rim. Slavsky rebounds. Eisenman will bring it up the middle for Blissfield. The Royals. Now he'll drive to the hoop. And stepping up to take the charge was Raby. We'll get a blocking foul. No, they do call the offensive foul.
That foul is going to go against Josh Einzenman, his second, team seven.
Just 46 seconds to go first half, 36-19 Columbia lead. No hurry for Elliott, bringing it up to the Eagles over midcourt. Now to Chase Daniels, deep left wing. He'll get into the corner, Sonnenberg. Now pass it out. Pass around the outside. Elliott will drive, gets a bump, and they're going to send it the other way. It looks like he dropped the shoulder on the drive. Offensive foul, Garrick Elliott.
That's going to be his first, team sixth. And more time for Laces.
I think he's tied his shoes probably three times tonight. He double knotted at that time. I think he's going to be good.
Maybe Denard Robinson was on to something.
29 seconds to go in the period. 36-19. Blissfield trails with the ball. Eisenman brings it up left side. Now he'll dribble back to midcourt. Slomsky screens Eisenman into the paint. Out to Micah Daniel. Airballed it from the left baseline. And Raby comes up with the loose ball. Goes to the floor. And he's going to get whistled for a travel. Now 13 seconds to go. Blissfield ball inbound from the baseline. Andrew Brown goes down there to handle the inbound responsibilities.
Not much he could do on that play. He had the ball hit the deck and sort of turned to brace himself with the Blissfield defender falling on top of him, and that's going to get you a whistle every time.
And Micah Daniel turn it right back over. And extra step on the takeoff. 8 seconds now for Columbia, leading by 17. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Thanks for the double check on there.
Stan Fracker would be proud. Reese Raby is short.
Flinging up a quick shot at the buzzer. 36-19 is where we will go to the half. 17-point Columbia Central advantage. It was a close one through one quarter. Jason and all Columbia there in the second period. And Micah Sonnenberg had something to do with that. Gary Elliott hitting some big shots. And like I said, Cole Partridge doing a nice job on the defensive end and with the rebounding game. Columbia Central out to a 17-point lead and heading to the locker room. Looking to get their second win here early in the season in their first game, 2017. We'll take a 3-minute break, come back and get you the halftime numbers, set things up for the second half on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness. Be a part of the greatness. Be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
The Big Three Sale,
December 26th through 31st.
One of Michigan's largest car events is going on now.
Three Jackson dealerships come together for 1 year-end clearance sale.
Seymour Ford Lincoln,
Extreme Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram,
and Art Main Chevrolet Honda.
Partner with a financial institution offering exclusive rates as low as 1.99% for 72 months.
And every vehicle is marked down.
Around 1,500 to choose from.
Don't miss Jackson's Big Three year-end clearance.
December 26th through 31st.
I-94 to exit 141 in Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Can't believe we're already back. Halftime here, 36-19. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and Columbia Central used a big second quarter to stretch their lead out to 17. And Jason, who's doing it for the Golden Eagles?
Well, for the home court Golden Eagles, we have quite a few scorers on the sheet here. Micah Sonnenberg leads all scorers with 11 points. Garrick Elliott with 9. Micah Raby checking in with 7 points. Dalton Fish with 6. Derek Way off the bench had a bucket. And Cole Partridge hit a free throw for 1 point, giving them 36 at the half.
Sonnenberg came out and hit 3 straight threes, didn't miss, and he missed one layup, and then he hit another one on the fast break. So you go out there and shoot 4 out of 5, helps you in the score column.
Absolutely, a great first half off the bench by him. Cole Partridge came off the bench and did a fantastic job of, providing some fantastic defense. He had a pair of blocks down at the in the low block on the defensive end, and Michael Raby, who's been kind of quiet on the offensive side, with just 7 points, has had a fantastic day on defense. He's had at least 2 or 3 steals so far, and just an overall a well played complete game by Columbia.
Yeah, and as much as the shot making has helped stretch out the advantage, Mike Araby's defense almost single-handedly has really shut down Blissfield. Obviously it takes 5 guys to play really good defense, but Mike Araby has been a turnover creating machine down there on the defensive end. So Columbia's moved way out in front. It's been fun to watch. And I sat down for a minute with Coley Johnson, athletic director here at Columbia Central, guy who's done some radio broadcasts in his history for WKHM. And he said, they're just not making shots. Like, even if they get open looks and they're not hitting them, that's what's been kind of holding them back early on. But we've seen that kind of not be the case tonight, as they've made quite a few shots, has Columbia.
Absolutely, and that was the game plan coming in, was make the open looks and get the ball to the open man, as they've sort of had some pretty good ball movement around the three-point line, which has allowed some open looks, some good drives, and then down low they've had plenty of opportunities where the Blissfield defense has rotated out to the line and left that man wide open. Michael Raby was case in point, one of the last plays of the half there, wide open in the low block and had an easy layup. So that has definitely combined and contributed to their 36-19 lead.
All right, and just in case any Blissfield faithful are tuned into the broadcast, what's the status there?
Oh, for the visiting Royals in their first home or road test of the season, Andrew Brown leads the Royal scoring output with 8. Josh Einzenman has 6. Jack Wilson and Braden Zaszewski with 2. And if anybody is from Blissfield and listening, I apologize if we're butchering his last name. And Dylan Wiesel had a free throw for 1 point of the 19 for the Blissfield Royals.
Yeah, and Blissfield, again, the turnovers, I think, really killed them there in the second quarter. They had some good open looks for a minute. Andrew Brown, like you said, got 8 points. He hit 2 threes and drove. Man, a nice dribble drive. I think Columbia Central stepped up the pressure on defense a little bit, and that was the difference maker there late in the half.
Yeah, absolutely. They had to turn up the Blissfield, the pressure on Blissfield, rather, as the horn comes out for 3 minutes to go in our halftime break. But Blissfield, they need to hit the open looks when they get them. They have to minimize the turnovers. They've got to keep an eye out for Mike Araby, who seems to just be everywhere on the floor all the time, and just kind of minimize the mistakes on their end of the floor and do a better job defensively of rotating help defense if they're going to continue to play that zone.
All right, we'll take another two-minute break here on the half when we come back. Second half action. Columbia Central right now in front of Blissfield, 36-19 on WKHM.
From autographed memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club. Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7222.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, the buzzer has sounded. We're ready for second half action. 36-19, Columbia Central comes out with a big advantage and 8 minutes on the clock. Blissfield's got their work cut out for them to come from behind. And looks like the starting lineup on the floor for Columbia Central, and we mentioned that Noah Osborne, who we really liked the first time we saw this team play against Vandercook Lake, went to the bench with 2 fouls early in the first half, didn't come back. So he's on the floor now.
Looks like the starting five for Blissfield out there as well.
They stick with the zone defense, and they're moving real well now that we can see them on the opposite end of the floor. And I imagine that's something they spoke about, having to move with that defense. Good open look for three. Chase Daniel out of the drive from Fish. Missed the three. Rebounded Fish. Now Daniels goes in and gets the board. Can't finish it, but he'll get to the line with a foul. A couple extra shot attempts there for Columbia Central, and that's something Blissfield struggled with in the first half as well.
They've got to limit those second chance points as that foul goes against Alex Slomski. His first, team first.
And free throw shot good for Chase Daniels.
Just his first points of the game, as he was 2 minutes in and had 2 fouls and sat down for the rest of the half.
And the second one rims out. Mike Araby on the rebound. No room to work on the low block. Look at it out. Gary Elliott open looks for three. Goes off the back rim. Gary Elliott gets his own rebound. Daniels now looking left wing. Drives. Kicks to Araby, but that's knocked away. Gary Elliott comes up with the loose ball. He'll reset for Columbia Central. Elliott crossover dribble into the paint. Kick out to Daniels, and errant pass goes out of bounds. After all those attempts, Columbia Central comes away with 1 point. Blissfield ball.
And rebounds, rebounds, rebounds. Blissfield has to do a better job on the defensive glass.
And there's a errant dribble, lost control there. A little bit, get a travel call against Fitzpatrick, and Columbia Central will take the benefits of the turnover, and Gary Elliott brings it up for the Eagles over the midline.
They have to do well not to waste any possessions at this point in the game, does Blissfield.
Yeah, they got to value the ball at this point, trailing by as much as they do. Open look for three in the corner. Elliott short, rebounded by Slomski. Hands off to Fitzpatrick, who brings it up left side for Blissfield. Pressured by Osborne, now he'll drop off. Jack Wilson at the top for the Royals. Eisenman, right wing. Pete Slomski down to the low block. He's double-teamed. Kicks out to Fitzpatrick. Pump fakes the three. Loses a dribble out of it. Peck to Slomski. Jump hook no good. Rebounded Raby, and he'll get it out to Elliott ahead of everyone. Drops it off for Daniels. Back out to Elliott. No numbers, and Columbia will pull it back out. Elliott setting up near the midline. Left wing, Daniels looking to the low block. Osborne pushed out of there. Fish dribbles now from the right wing. Back out to Elliott to reset. Good job denying the penetration in the second half so far for the Blissfield zone defense.
Got to do a better job of rotating towards that open man on the outside.
So they've been able to burn him with that skip pass a couple times. Fish working right wing down to Osborne. He'll pull up and just missed it. Rattles off. Rebounded Eisenman, and Blissfield brings it up the floor. Eisenman gets Wilson. Wilson to the corner. Fitzpatrick dribbles out to the wing. Now across to the top. Wilson working left corner. He'll dribble into the paint. Kick out to Slomski. He's open, but he apparently doesn't have the three-point range. And we get a full timeout from the Blissfield bench. We'll take a full timeout as well. 37-19, Columbia leads 5.5 to go third quarter on WKHM. 1 minute break.
The Big Three Sale, December 26th through 31st. One of Michigan's largest car events is going on now. Three Jackson dealerships come together for 1 year-end clearance sale. Seymour Ford Lincoln, Extreme Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Art Main Chevrolet Honda. Partner with a financial institution offering exclusive rates as low as 1.99% for 72 months. And every vehicle is marked down. Around 1,500 to choose from. Don't miss Jackson's Big Three year-end clearance. December 26th through 31st. I-94 to exit 141 in Jackson.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Blissfield inbounds to Eisenman near midcourt. Left wing, Jack. Is it Jack Wilson?
Yes. Yeah.
I keep thinking that's not a real name. That sounds like a movie name. Andrew Brown, open look for three. Rims out. Rebound battle. Slomski had it. Raby comes in and takes it. Gets to Osborne, who dribbles up for Columbia Central. Looking for Fish, cutting down the baseline and throws it away. Turnover. Golden Eagles. And another shoe tying incident.
Columbia needs to get a sneaker deal.
Man, maybe that needs to be something. They can work on that in practice a little bit.
Power laces.
Klomsky down the floor. And Osborne hustling back on defense, and he'll commit the foul. It's his third. Osborne just can't stay on the floor today. Cole Partridge had himself a nice first half, and he's quick off the bench here with 5:03 to go in the third. Brown will inbound for Blissfield to Jack Wilson. And up to the top, that's Kendall Duvall. Wilson now looking on the baseline. Brown will dribble, drive, loses his footing, goes to the ground, traveling call. Looked to pick up his dribble and just couldn't kill the momentum. Columbia Central ball. Garrick Elliott looking up the Fish, left wing. Now to Elliott at the top, right wing Chase Daniels. Back to Elliott. He'll dribble in, kick out to Fish. Fish back to Elliott at the top. Columbia Central working around the perimeter, looking into the paint against this zone defense by Blissfield. Down to Raby, he'll drive baseline. Now to Fish in the corner. He'll take the three. Missed it. Rebounded Partridge out to Elliott for the open look, and he missed the three as well. Rebounded Raby. Putback's no good, and this time Eisenman gets it away for Blissfield. Another three chances on that trip by Columbia. Good feed down to Brown, and he'll score it for Blissfield, 37-21.
Hustling right back down the floor is Garrick Elliott.
Blissfield bench wanted to travel into the corner. Partridge, he'll get it back out to Elliott. Right wing Fish, he'll drive baseline under the basket. Cross court to Daniels. Pump fakes the three, now drives into the paint. Loses the handle. Open look for three, Partridge, and he's short. Rebounded Blissfield, tipped out, and Duvall bring it up the middle, drops it off. Mishandled the pass. Shot goes up, in and out, rattles around and missed for Krzyzewski. Rebound to Columbia Central, and Elliott will bring it up for the Eagles.
Had a wide open look at the basket, just couldn't quite get the handle.
Elliott will take the long deuce, short off the rim. And Duvall pulls it down for Blissfield, looking up floor to Brown. He'll pull up a three on the break and hits. Five fast break points now for Andrew Brown, and Blissfield cutting into the lead. They cut it to 13 with 3:15 to go. We'll get a timeout from the Columbia bench. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Right back on WKHM Radio, 37-24, Columbia Central in front.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:15 to go here. Third quarter, 37-24. Five straight for the Blissfield Royals, and Columbia Central's shot-making difficulties have returned. And that's really where the struggle seems to be, Jason. They've had, they've come up the floor and gotten three or four shots at it with offensive rebounds and still unable to get the ball to go in the hoop. Maybe somebody came out and put some saran wrap over the rim when I wasn't looking at halftime. But
neither team has done a good job of scoring, but Blissfield has outscored Columbia 5-1 with 5 minutes through in the half with three to go.
And hot shooting Micah Sonnenberg off the Columbia Central bench. He led him in scoring in the first half and making his first appearance here in half number two. Fish, Cole Partridge, Chase Daniels, and into the game now for Columbia Central, Tyler Johnson. Looking down to the low block. Daniels left wing to Sonnenberg at the top. Back to Daniels left wing, looking to Johnson down to the low block. He'll kick it back out. Sonnenberg at the top of the key. Fish now right wing. There's the Johnson high post. He'll get back out to Sonnenberg. Left wing Daniels. A couple dribbles, and he'll get to the top of the key. Partridge now high post. Kicks out to Fish. Drives baseline. Drops it off to Johnson. And jab step forces it up. And we get a travel call out of the paint.
It looks like the Blissfield bench was calling for a three-second violation also.
Well, if he had passed it out of there, that would have been the call. But he had time, I think, down on the block to get that shot up. But he took a little extra pivot step, dragged his foot. Now pressure from the Columbia Central defense. Almost gets the steal from Duvall. Instead, they'll commit the foul. Just their first team foul in the second half. No, excuse me, second.
That is their second. That foul was... the board has it on Connor McClear, but it's on Micah Sonnenberg, his first.
Andrew Brown with another jumper from the elbow. Hits, and that's a 7-1 run in the second half. Cuts the lead to 11.
Andrew Brown has all seven of the points for Blissfield in the half.
It's going to be six, right? It was a 17-point advantage. Now it's down to 11. It had to be 6 points. We counted seven, though. Daniels missed the long three. Another offensive rebound blocked by Krzyzewski. Blissfield can cut this lead down to single digits. Knocked away on the break by Fish, but it'll still be Blissfield Royals ball. Elliott back into the game for Columbia Central, replaces Daniels. And Somsky, the big man, back on the floor for Blissfield. Inbound to Wilson. Eisenman at the top. He'll drive into the lane. Pull up Jay off the glass. Rattles out. In! 28-37, Columbia Central's lead down to 9.
Don't look now.
Elliott dribbles in, looking to feed Johnson down to the low block. Has it knocked away, but some contact. Whistle will go against the Blissfield, and Columbia Central ball down in the low block. near 8 o'clock here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
That foul on Josh Einzenman, his third, team second.
Minute 27 to go in the third. Lob pass into Partridge, knocked away. Partridge will come up with the loose ball, though. And Elliott on the handoff loses it. Blissfield on the break. Brown dribbling up the right side. Pulls it out. Now open look for three. Brown pivots, missed it. Rebounded Johnson. Sonnenberg will bring it up quick the other way for Columbia. Dribbles up left side, now under the basket, and he stepped out of bounds.
It was a tough play there on the steal by Spencer Kliparik.
Osmond will go to the bench for Duvall. Blissfield. Wilson takes the inbound. He'll get back to Andrew Brown. He's having himself a hot shooting night, leading the way for the Royals. Now a minute to go in the third, and Blissfield trails by nine. Brown dribble drive into the paint. Loses the handle. Partridge comes up with a loose ball. Gets to Gary Elliott. Dribble up left side. Gets to Fish. Fish will have a chance to drive all the way to the rim and score it, and he gets a foul. Big bucket there to stem the tide here for Columbia Central. Struggled to score in the third.
Just their first field goal in the quarter.
They take the kick the lead back to 11, 39-28 with a chance to make it 12 and Fish at the line. Under a minute to go in the third, 48 seconds.
That foul on Alex Slomski, his second, team's third.
Fish missed the free throw, rebounded by Slomski. Gives it to Brown, and dribbles up for Blissfield. Jack Wilson left wing. Partridge comes out to meet him, almost a knockaway. Wilson will have to pass it away. Duvall pulls up for three, long off the heel. Rebound out, Partridge had it, but Blissfield chases it down. Spencer Kliparik. Now a drive, Wilson off the glass, no good. Rebounded Tyler Johnson, and Fish will get the break going for Columbia. Sonnenberg ahead of everyone. They chased him down and stopped it. Back off to Fish. Now Sonnenberg open look for three. He's hot from there tonight, and he hits another one.
It's his fourth three of the night.
Can't miss triples for Sonnenberg, 42-28. Andrew Brown for Blissfield pulls it up with 1 second. And that doesn't hit anything. 42-28, huge shot once again. Micah Sonnenberg for Columbia Central. 42-28 the lead after three. Final quarter coming up after a one-minute break on WKHM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the collector zone. The collector zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final 8 minutes of this tilt on the clock, 42-28. Micah Sonnenberg having a hot shooting night from three. He's 4 for 4. Columbia Central, after struggling through most of that third quarter, got some points on the board at the end, and they keep the advantage at 13. Blissfield needs a hot run here early. They want to get back into this one.
Good feed.
Nice feed on a Slomski and a nice finish. So out of the time, out of the break there, Blissfield comes out and executes perfectly. 42-30 is the score. Fish left wing. Now to the top, Garrick Elliott. And Cole Partridge at the high post, knocked away. He'll chase it down. Gives to Sonnenberg, back to Elliott. Now Sonnenberg on the wing. Baseline Partridge. Feeds Elliott at the top. Now to Fish left wing. He'll dribble drive into the paint. Kick out to Sonnenberg, open look for three, and he hits it again, nothing but net. It's one of those nights where he just can't miss. 45-30. Jack Wilson now at the top of the key. He's looking to feed the low block, almost stolen by Fish, and he'll commit a foul chasing down the play.
And Tyler Johnson.
No, they called it out of bounds, so he doesn't commit. They ball out of bounds before Fish runs over the Blue player.
Tyler Johnson joins the remaining four on the floor for Columbia.
Elliott will bring it up. Fish left wing looking down to the low block. Now back out to Elliott, to Sonnenberg. Elliott will dribble into the paint. And I'm not sure who. I think he thought Dalton Fish was going to cut because it looks like he was just throwing it down to nobody.
Yeah.
But a kicked ball keeps possession in Columbia Central's hands. Micah Raby back into the contest. And Noah Osborne joins Garrick Elliott, Dalton Fish, and Micah Sonnenberg.
He's resetting the floor for Blissfield as Dalton Fish takes the inbound here. It looks like we've got Andrew Brown along with Kendall Duvall. Spencer Kliparek guarding Micah Raby. Got Alex Slomick. And Josh Einzenden.
Garrick Elliott drives from the wing all the way to the paint. He's not going to get the shot up, but we get a foul on the floor. That's the 14th foul. Maybe that's the fifth. Is that going to be five?
That is five. That foul is called on Spencer Kliparek, his first team. Oh, I guess that is team's fourth.
Just four. Yeah, they switched that real quick. Sonnenberg takes the inbound near center court. Dribbles to the right side and looking for Elliott in the corner. Stolen by Eisenman. Up the floor, Slomski ahead of everyone. Missed the shot. Osborne on the tip. Fish pulls down the rebound and turns it back up the floor for Columbia. Elliott ahead, and he'll get into the lane. Floats it off the high glass and scores at 47-30. The lead back out to 17 for Columbia Central with 6:21 to go in the game. Eisenman looking to penetrate from the top. Loses his dribble. Now he gets to Duvall. He'll get a screen from Eisenman. Now on the roll, Eisenman takes it behind the back dribble, loses it for a moment. Micah Raby's right there on the defense. Osborne plays a passing lane and a steal. Triggers the break for Columbia. Micah Sonnenberg takes it to the rack.
Sonnenberg having a great night so far.
Keeping his big night going. And that's, you know, and that's where we talk about things looking good for the future at Columbia Central. Sonnenberg is just a sophomore. Playing big minutes with Garrick Elliott, who's also just a sophomore. So you know, that's going to be the backcourt here for the foreseeable future here.
Absolutely.
For Columbia Central.
Micah Sonnenberg has 19 on the night with 5:58 to play in the game.
49-30, Columbia Central in front on the game. Make sure you stay tuned afterwards. We're starting to get an idea of who might be our Jackson Area Subway player of the game tonight. And I don't know, front runner right now is Micah Sonnenberg. It's not even close.
Absolutely. I mean, you could make a case for Andrew Brown in a losing effort, but how do you ignore 19 points off of the bench for Columbia Central?
Is he 5 for 5 from beyond the arc?
He is 5 for 5 from 3-point. He's actually having a better night from 3-point than he is down low. He's missed a layup, and I believe he's 2 for 3 from the floor and then 5 for 5 from 3-point.
Can't do too bad on a 7 for 8 shooting.
No, you really can't.
And it's starting to get to the point. It's not a huge crowd here tonight, but when the ball gets into Sonnenberg's hands and he's got an open look, the crowd's kind of going on their feet, recognizing it's a special night for that sophomore. Blissfield back on the attack out of the timeout. Double team at the top. Great feed down low. And
Zashevsky
puts it in, so Blissfield gets something going here. In the final 6 minutes, they're going to need a high run. 49-32, they trail. Elliott getting some pressure and a knockaway by Blissfield. That'll go out of bounds. Still Columbia Central ball. Elliott will inbound. Garrick Elliott, Noah Osborne, Micah Raby, Micah Sonnenberg, and Chase Daniels on the floor for Columbia Central. Daniels has it in the right corner. Almost loses it there. Pass out to Garrick Elliott. A lot of pressure now on the floor for Blissfield, and Columbia's struggling there. Could have caught the offensive foul on the drive there. Daniels throws it away. Sonnenberg thought about another three in the corner. Good recovery by the Blissfield defense on the closeout. Now to Elliott. Cross court to Sonnenberg down to the baseline for Raby. Raby gets trapped and stolen. Andrew Brown triggers the break to Fitzpatrick ahead of everyone. All the way to the rack, and he'll score it. 5:03 to go, 49-34. Blissfield looking to cut into that lead a little more. A lot more pressure on defense for Blissfield, and kind of get the sense they should have been playing this aggressive defense a lot longer.
Absolutely.
Good three-point look for Daniels out of the right corner, and he missed it. Rebounded Blissfield. Zashevsky gets it to Duvall. Duvall going about 5'8". skinny guard. Gets down to Zashevsky. Makes a move into the center of the floor. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the stripe.
A good 8-foot look there.
Zashevsky, the biggest kid on the floor tonight, 6'4". Senior center for Blissfield.
And I'll give you three guesses who that foul was on. None other than Noah Osborne.
Oh, my goodness.
Not having a good game. That's his fourth foul. Team's third.
He spent all of about 3 minutes on the floor tonight without committing a foul. And that's going to get Partridge back off the bench.
And I believe the substitution horn is not working tonight.
4:34 on the clock. 49-34. Zashevsky missed the first free throw. Cool shoes on Zashevsky, by the way.
Absolutely. I was just about to say, those are pretty...
Yeah, purple and gold.
Bad. Yeah, the purple and gold Adidas, breaking them out.
Is that, and with what is that, maybe a zebra?
Very well could be.
Zebra stripe mixed in. Yeah. Impressive shoe wear. Oh, no, it's lettering. Never
afraid.
Never afraid. I like it.
Never be afraid.
49-35 our score here, and Columbia Central turns it over. Possession area arrow back to Blissfield with 4:23 to go. They've cut the lead to 14. They can move it a little closer here. Eisenman brings it up. Looks to drive. Gets into the elbow. Picks up the dribble, though. Now he'll have to kick back out to Micah Daniel off the bench. Daniel down to the low block. And this time it is number 44.
It's Dylan Weasel back into the game after a long absence, despite the start.
Goes right to work down to the low block. Airballed it, but knocked away, and it's last touch Columbia.
Nicholas Milner also in the game as Wilson takes a jumper, misses. Rebound Weasel.
Weasel goes to the floor, but the ball pops back out Blissfield's way. Eisenman will set up. Gets a screen from Wilson, doesn't use it. Goes to Daniel on the left wing, looking down to the low block. And tough feed, and they'll miss it out of bounds. Good pressure by the ball on the ball from Garrick Elliott, and a nice job down the low block of Partridge with the defense. 3:47 to go in this tilt. Columbia Central control. Sonnenberg will bring it over the midline. Down to Partridge. Almost goes out of bounds. Good hands by the QB. Into the corner. Daniels back out to Garrick Elliott. He'll look to drive down the low block. Partridge goes up there. The shot and
hard foul.
Hammered. All arm on that one. But good sportsmanship help up by Eisenman. Partridge going to the line to shoot a pair.
And that foul is going to go on Mike Daniel, his second, team's fifth. 3:33 on the clock. Partridge one of two from the line tonight.
He'll hit the first. Substitution brings Dalton Fish back in. Sonnenberg back to the bench.
That also pulls Kendall Duvall back onto the floor, replacing Nicholas Milner, who had a couple of minutes in the game.
Wilson go to the bench now for Brown. But Brown's been Blissfield's best scoring option in this one. They're going to need him to be good down in the final 3:33 if they want to get close. Partridge comfortably hits a pair, 51-35. Stretches the lead back to 16 with 3.5 to go. Eisenman working at the top of the key. Now he'll get to Duvall. Daniel in the right wing. Takes a couple dribbles, works his way a little deeper. Picks it up. Nowhere to go. Good pressure from Columbia Central. He'll skip it to Brown. Down to Eisenman, low block. And he'll pass it off to Weasel, who gets fouled on the way up, and he'll take a pair of free throws. Bad spacing on that one from Blissfield, and unfortunate to come away with a pretty good... it ends up in the hands of Weasel down the low block, and these big guys for Blissfield, when they are getting it on the low block, they're looking to score it.
Absolutely, and that foul on Dalton Fish, his second, team's fourth, and this will be Weasel's first attempt from the line. No good. That makes him 1-for-3 on the night from the charity stripe.
3:10 to go on our game clock, 51-35 our score. Columbia Central in control. Weasel missed that one. Fish rebounds. And he'll hold on to it, dribble it up. Now passes up to Elliott on the left wing. A lot of ball pressure here from Blissfield, hustling around. Columbia Central able to elude it so far. Fish now deep wing. He's trapped. Pass to Elliott. And Daniel can't quite stop himself. Runs into Elliott and commits a foul.
That's going to be Micah Daniel's third, team six.
And Wilson back into the game for Daniel. Goes to the bench. Refuses a handshake. Elliott, not a fish. Skip pass Brown for the steal. Elliott's able to keep it. Fish down to the corner. Dribble drive Daniel. Strong to the basket. Gets a lot of contact. He'll go to the line for two. Two shots, but that is the 17 foul against Blissfield as well, so a bonus the rest of the way for the Golden Eagles with 2:42 to go on the game clock.
And that foul on Dylan Weasel, just his first.
Daniels at the stripe. First one's off the heel.
He's going to go 1-for-3 from the line tonight.
And Daniels rattles the second one through. 52-35, Columbia Central in front. Eisenman brings it up for Blissfield. Looking up the middle of the floor. Crossover dribble now. He'll pull up the three. That's off the heel. Long rebound comes out to Elliott for Columbia. He hasn't knocked away, but there's Cole Partridge for the loose ball. Blocked by Eisenman. Rebounded by Weasel and gets the breakout to Andrew Brown. No numbers. He'll hold it out. No, he gets into the lane. Floats it. No good. Rebounded Raby. And Columbia Central able to get the stop. Fish brings it up casually for Columbia with 2:12 and a comfortable 17-point advantage. There's Fish, open look for three. He'll take an extra step on the takeoff. .203 to go on this one, 52-35. Columbia comfortably out in front. Some substitutions going on. Tumas will get back in the game for the Eagles. And I'll send Michael Raby to the bench.
Alex Slomsky will check in for Blissfield as well.
Elliott went to the bench.
Yes.
Brown brings it up for the Royals. Daniel back into the game. Crossover dribble looking to drive. Pump fake at the elbow. Now takes the shot off the glass and it's in. And we'll get a timeout.
A very interesting thing to note before we get into the timeout too deep. When Mike Daniel returned to the game, he had a very emphatic handshake after refusing earlier. That was an interesting thing to see there.
I think there's some gamesmanship happening there on the floor with Mike Daniel, a couple of the Columbia players is my guess. 52-37 the score. You always have that trump card if you're Columbia right now. Whatever trash gets talked, what's the answer?
Yeah, scoreboard.
Minute 47 to go in this tilt. And looks like it might be academic the rest of the way, barring a miracle comeback here by Blissfield. They are going to set up in some full-court pressure. Tumas to inbound. Fish and Daniels there to take the inbound. And Daniels on the cut, and he'll draw a foul from Mike Daniel on the pressure, and that's going to be 1-on-1. For Columbia.
And that foul is Micah Daniels' fourth.
Daniels will step up to the stripe.
So we have Micah Daniel, who committed the foul, and Carson Daniels at the free throw line. And I have done well not to confuse the two of them.
Yeah, we got a lot of Micahs, and we got some couple Daniels. We've got names repeating themselves. I got to imagine at some point in the old days, it used to be Smith and Miller that you get myself.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of kids named Joe on the same team.
Tell me about it.
Not anymore. Get a lot of Chases, a lot of Aidens.
And a nice bucket there by Josh Eisenman.
Nice feed from Case Daniel. 52-39 is our score now with a minute 35. We've got another timeout on the bench. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll come back for the final minute and a half on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
FDIC.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Minute 75 to go on a game. Fox, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Columbia Central High School, Blissfield Royals. Cutting into the lead at least a little bit. They got it down to 13 here with the final minute 35. It's not out of the question to get back 13 points in minute 35, but it's tough.
Absolutely, and listening to the Blissfield head coach in the timeout in the huddle, he said, you know, it's pretty academic what he said, you know. Tight defense, hit your shots, and we can get right back into this game.
Playing pressure defense here on Columbia Central. Dalton Fish breaking the press by himself, gets it over the midline, gets to Garrett Elliott, who's back on the floor out of the timeout. There's a steal attempt, and Fish now into the corner, chase Daniels. Down to Cole Partridge, loses it for a moment, but back out to Gary Elliott, and he'll just look to run some more time off the clock. Dalton Fish back to Elliott. I think they're going to go four corners here.
And a good
near
job.
Near steal there by Eisenman, and now they do get a knock away, but it's going to be last touch Blissfield out of bounds, Columbia Central ball.
And Blissfield did a great job there of switching and a lot of good help defense there to keep Columbia from getting a good look.
Fish looking to inbound, and Michael Raby's the open man. And he'll hand it off back to Fish. Fish working against Chase Daniel for Blissfield. Crossover still hasn't come over there. He gets over the midline. It was close to a 10-second call. Taking his time. Gary Elliott, steal attempt. Might have been a little contact. No whistle. Partridge now drives baseline out to Daniel. Now Fish will get it at the top. We're down to 45 seconds. Blissfield's going to have to start fouling. Fish out deep wing. He'll dribble in now to Chase Daniel in the corner. Back out to Fish. Steal attempt by Eisenman, nothing there. Daniels gets it back for Columbia, now to Fish. Fish to Elliott. Elliott to Fish, now 25 seconds.
And there's the foul.
And there's your intentional foul. They'll send Fish to the line for 1-1.
It's on Spencer Kliparik, his second.
You know, I'm surprised that Blissfield went that long without fouling, let it run down to 22 seconds. He had to grab somebody earlier than that.
Do you think you'd ever see a shot clock in high school sport, in high school basketball?
I don't think it's out of the question, and I believe it's been brought up a couple of different times with the MHSAA, and I think they've even maybe tested it a little bit.
Yeah, I think if you had a 30-second shot clock or so, that might actually do some good. It's Dalton Fish. It's the first of the 1-1. You know, keep that four corners, make games a little closer, a little more interesting.
You wouldn't have any, it was like a 9-8 win, I think, Northwest had when I was attending school there. 9-8
yep.
Against over Holt, I think, was the final in that one, and they just came down and kept holding it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Blissfield comes down, Eisenman picks up the dribble on the left wing, has it knocked away by Daniel. Now he's going to get whistled for the reach-in. 54-39 with 13 seconds. Columbia Central will hold on to win this one. Second win here in the early going.
And they'll go to 1-1 in the conference, a much-needed win.
Inbound to Eisenman. Deep left wing. 9 seconds. Deep wing. Shot goes up. Knocked away. And now Blissfield will fire, and there's the buzzer as the shot's missed. 54-39 is our final. Columbia Central holds on. They came out in the third. They were struggling to score. Micah Sonnenberg came in and hit some big shots, and he had himself a real nice night. We'll take a two-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back and name our Subway player of the game and get you those game stats and set things up for our next broadcast here on WKHM. Again, Columbia Central wins 54-39.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers.
Find Frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
White's Restaurant and Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant and Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant and Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, here at Columbia Central High School. Final score is 54-39, victorious Golden Eagles tonight. And our Jackson area Subway player of the game, unquestioned Micah Sonnenberg, goes 5-for-5 from beyond the arc. Not too bad inside either. And he leads all scorers. But let's take a look at the rest of the scoring lineup here for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles.
For the victorious Eagles, who jumped to 2-3 on the year, 1-1 in the Lenawee County Athletic Conference, Micah Sonnenberg led all scorers with 19. Dalton Fish checked in with 10. Garrick Elliott had 11. Micah Raby, a quiet second half, finished with just 7 points. Derek Way finished with 2. And Cole Partridge was 3-for-4 from the line, giving him 3 points in the victory.
All right, so Columbia Central, moving on. Their next game is this Friday. Dundee comes to town, so that's a nice little rivalry there for Columbia Central, and they'll be excited to play that one. But again, player of the game, Micah Sonnenberg. Stop by Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. We're glad to have them on board as one of our sponsors. Our next broadcast is January 13th. So we got 10 days off again here in between. Lumen Christie at Western. So that's going to be a fun game to watch. We'll get our first chance to see Steel Fortress on the floor.
Best name in the business.
Best name without question. No, I don't say without question because we got some good ones in the area lately. Oh, and I struggle to grab one off the top of my head, but we heard some of them in football, and we'll see some more of them coming up. But Steel Fortress and Lumen Christie trying to get some things situated here in the basketball season, but we look forward to that one, and it'll be our first trip out to Western this year. Additionally, the 19th coming up in a game that I'm looking forward to seeing in the Cascades Conference, Hanover Horton will be at Michigan Center. So a couple really good ones coming up here in on WKHM.
Forget about Lansing Sexton coming into town to take on the Vikings coming up in a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, and we haven't been to Jackson High yet this year.
No, we have not.
Again, that's one of my favorite teams to watch.
I'm excited to see how they fare against Lansing Sexton.
All right. What else? Now I just want to look at the whole schedule. We get our first glimpse at East Jackson as they head out to Grass Lake. And I haven't done a basketball game in Grass Lake's gym yet.
No, the new one, yeah. No, yeah, I haven't done that either.
That'll be fun. So good stuff coming up. Of course, you can hear our game broadcast replays at WKHM.com online on the high school sports audio tab when you see it. Additionally, you can check out some of our audio at JacksonESPN.com. We'll wrap it up again. Congrats to our Subway player of the game, Micah Sonnenberg, and the victorious Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Final score 54-39. For Josh Ankrell, executive producer back in the studio, putting in a lot of hours recently. He's got a big game tomorrow again with the University of Michigan basketball is live here on the network. 5:30 broadcast for a 6 o'clock tip. No. I'm confusing that with with MSU. University of Michigan is an 8 o'clock broadcast for an 8:30 tip. And then we got the Red Wings out on the West Coast to end the week here. 3 games where they start at 10:30, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So there's a look at the upcoming schedule on WKHM. Your home for Red Wings hockey, University of Michigan basketball, and high school basketball this year. So for Jason.